Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Daily Mail this morning, which is warning us of the dangers of the femosphere. So we had the manosphere recently with the Louis Theroux documentary. Now we've been warned about the femosphere, which is how young women online are being taught to manipulate men and cut them out of their lives completely. It's this whole idea that women are being encouraged that men are completely useless and you don't need men in your life at all. Main story on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. There's a real mixed bag on the front pages today, so it's not all the same story. So the Mail goes with Gardaí could soon record the ethnicity of suspects and those convicted of serious crimes like sexual assault. This is a new plan being prepared by the government. The guards have told the Mail that it is in favour of recording the ethnicity of sex offenders, with Sinn Féin also calling on the government to introduce such legislation. And a spokesperson for the Department of Justice says the programme for government had committed to introducing a common identification number for individuals within the criminal justice system. So we're going to know the ethnicity of sex abuse offenders, essentially, is that story. Irish Independent on the front page, as the main story of the government has been accused by Sinn Féin of making hollow promises, as new figures show there were 241 children waiting for spinal surgeries. And that's quite interesting. Just in case you thought progress was being made on spinal surgery waiting lists, we have 241 children waiting for spinal surgeries. That's the exact same number as this time last year. And now Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill has strongly rejected the criticism, pointing to more surgeries in 2025 with wait times down. Sinn Féin says, despite all the promises, what we have is a stagnant list. The Irish Examiner on the front page tells us that we're not ready for another outbreak. This was this COVID inquiry broadcast live for the first time yesterday. And the story is that Ireland is no better prepared for a new pandemic than we were before the COVID-19 pandemic. So that's nice and reassuring. That's what the forum heard yesterday. Despite a high death toll from the virus in nursing homes, the committee heard significant improvements in infection control in the homes remain. I didn't watch the inquiry yesterday. I reported on COVID every single day from the Department of Health for about 8 months. So I'm just kind of allergic to talking about COVID. But I know a lot of people think that we do need to learn lessons from our handling of that pandemic. And God forbid we have another outbreak, how we can act differently. I think one of the things being learned from it is that you shouldn't need to close the schools. That seems to have come out yesterday as well. Staying with schools, on the front of the Examiner, teachers say they're going to have extreme difficulty confirming whether AI has been used by students to achieve a higher mark in their leaving cert. This is research from the ASTI, which shows that the vast majority of teachers covering the four subjects which use the additional assessment component believe that the weighting given to project work of 40% is double what it should be. So they don't think it should be 40% given to project work. I assume because they're worried you could use AI for this project work, and how can you really tell what is genuine and what is not? So that's on the Examiner. The Irish Sun, never let him out. This is an interview with Kathleen Chadha, who's described in the papers as the devastated mother of two boys murdered by their evil dad. And she's now urging the parole board to never let him out. Sanjeev Chadha was caged for life for the murders of his sons, Owen, who was 10, and Rory, who was 5, back in 2013. And now he's making a second bid for early release. And Kathleen Chadha told the Irish Sun, the thought of him being free is enough to bring back the fear in full force. So she says we should never let him out of prison. Irish Daily Mirror on the front page, family time. The mother and sister of Enoch Burke were arrested at Castlereagh Prison yesterday as they attempted to visit Enoch despite a warrant out for their arrest. They were detained on foot of a court order at the Roscommon jail and they were taken to the Dulcis Centre in Mountjoy. And the Mirror says that they may have had to sleep on the floor last night. This is Amy and Martina, may have had to sleep on the floor because of potentially overcrowding at the Dulcis Centre. So that's the front of the Mirror and the front of the Irish Times. War planes access row put strain on NATO alliance. Basically, this is about Donald Trump saying France has been very unhelpful. The USA will remember. He's giving out essentially that European countries are refusing airspace to US warplanes, and that's putting more pressure on the NATO alliance, which is looking fairly fragile at the moment. Inside the papers, people are moaning about public transport, and the main thing they're giving out about is poor punctuality. The Irish Independent says late buses and trains, the leading complaint by passengers who used public transport last year. Of all the complaints made about Dublin Bus, Bus Éireann and Irish Rail, poor punctuality accounted for the largest share. 61,279 complaints were received by the National Transport Authority between March 1st and December last year, and 24,000 of those were about punctuality, and more than half were from people travelling on Dublin Bus giving out about punctuality issues. So basically half of the complaints about Dublin Bus were about late buses, and one in four concerned the behaviour of drivers. That's a big report you can read in the Irish Independent today. And there's also a survey in the Mail about our cooking skills, and apparently our kitchens are in meltdown. 1 in 10 adults admit they're just guessing when they're using their oven. Hardly reassuring if you go for a meal in someone's house and they're just having a go and they're guessing about the oven. And the temperature is set at 180 for most recipes. So people aren't reading the back of the packet. They're just sort of assuming that everything goes at 180 for 25 minutes. 36% of people have recently burnt food, although I quite enjoy burnt food, like burnt pasta and things like that. 25% have even forgotten the meal was in the oven, and 75% stick to just one oven setting, despite knowing their appliance can do more. And people find baking the most stressful way of cooking ahead of hosting guests. Yeah, baking is so specific, isn't it? You need, it's like a scientific formula, really. A couple of final stories for you. One is in the Mirror. A rubber duck dumped in the River Liffey has been found in Scotland 20 years after it was released in Dublin. I don't remember this, but apparently in 2006, we released 150,000 ducks to raise money for charity off the Millennium Bridge. And now one of the ducks has been found floating on the Isle of Islay, I think it's called. It's a Scottish beach, 160 kilometres away. And it was a girl from Germany who discovered it while on a recent family holiday. They were walking on the shores of the beach when they spotted it. You can read more about that in the Mirror. And finally, in the Mail, there's dramatic photographs of a team of workers secured by ropes chiselling away at Mount Rushmore for the first time in 85 years, because the world-renowned memorial to the US's most revered presidents is having a fifth face added in the form of Donald J. Trump. He is going to join George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln. And one of the people behind the Trump for Rushmore campaign said, yes, Jefferson and Roosevelt were great men, but could they have hosted The Apprentice? I don't think so. And that's our look at the papers for April 1st.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.